Bob Rogers, basketball coach at Whitman Hanson, is with us. And Coach, welcome and congratulations on getting to the state semifinals.
Thank you very much. High school tournament is nothing better than that. And, you know, it's just a great time of year, whether you're in it or in the stands watching these games. It's just a special time.
Yeah, well, I think if you're in the stands, you're relaxing and enjoying it. It's got to be tense for you right now, Coach and the team, I would think, but enjoying it as well. So, Coach, tell us, give us a quick overview of the Panthers this year.
Well, we're an experienced team. We made it to the sectional semifinals last year. We lost in overtime to New Mission. And, we had have our entire starting five back from that team. And so, they've been on a mission since the day that season ended to try to make sure that we went further than we did last year. And, our season started, kind of in a rough way. We lost on opening night to our number one league rival, the team that we knew would be competing with the most for the league championship, Hingham. We led the game pretty much the whole way. And in my opinion, we got lazy in the game in the fourth quarter. We ended up losing the game, and, adversity can either break you or make you, and that game really made our season because the kids, got the message that nobody's going to hand us anything just because we have those starters back. Just because we're good doesn't mean we're going to win anything. And, after our trip to Florida, we lost to a team from Cincinnati in the opening round of a really good tournament in Bradenton. We haven't lost since. And that's a tribute to just how hard and how dedicated our kids have been. They've been just so focused on trying to make this a special year, and that's what they've done.
Just as a note, when was that game, and then how many straight wins since then?
Oh, let's see. So that game was the first day in Florida, which was December 26th.
Oh, my goodness.
And we have, so what, we're 24 and 3, I'm sorry, we're 24 and 2 right now. So that's 22 in a row.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Well, that's incredible. Well, let me get right to some of your players. Tell us a bit more about your team. You said you had five returning starters off of last year's team, and and I guess let's begin there. Tell us about your team.
Well, I mean, I think that anybody that's watched us is, it all starts with our point guard Stevie Kelly, who he's just so tough physically, and he's just a hard matchup for other teams because a lot of teams have tried to deny him. They've tried to force him left. They've tried to, play him physical. And no matter what teams have done to him, he's just hard to rattle. He's just very steady. He distributes the ball really well. He can score it. Tremendous defender and an outstanding athlete. He's also an All-Eastern Mass Boys Soccer All-Star too. So it's good to start with a point guard that has those credentials. Then we have a 6'7" forward, Ben Rice, who comes from a long line of coached both of his other brothers, both outstanding athletes themselves. His dad, 1,000-point scorer in college, so he's got the lineage, and he can shoot it, he can score inside. He obviously, at 6'7", he makes things difficult for other teams inside. Then we have our two juniors, Cole Lavangi and Nate Amato, and they're both just extremely unselfish players who can score by getting to the hole or shooting it, and they really commit themselves to defense. And our fifth starter is John Zeiden, who is one of those guys. He just works his tail off and gets a lot of rebounds. And, he averaged almost 10 points a game. A lot of people know the other guys because they're all averaging in double figures. But Jay-Z does a really good job in being in the right place at the right time. So, yeah, that's the starting five.
So your leading scorer, would the leading scorer be the point guard, Stephen Kelly?
No, the leading scorer is actually Ben Rice. But when I say lead, we've had games. Ben had a game that he scored 30, but he's had games where he scored, 8. Because the team is extremely unselfish, and they kind of, when teams have played us, as every basketball coach, I'm sure the Beverly coach has looked at film and has scouted us and trying to figure out what you want to take away. And, when you commit yourself to taking something away, you can pretty much do that. But the problem with our team is that usually we have other guys that can step up. Every one of those starters has had a 20-plus game somewhere along the line this season. All five of them have had at least one game where they've scored 20-plus.
Gotcha. So how do you see the matchup with the Beverly Panthers?
They're really good. The coach has done such an amazing job. I was able to see some film from the beginning of the year, and you can see the steady progression of, as they've taken their ride. They're outstanding. They're You know, obviously, Crowley and Moreland are just special players. You know, you can coach for a long time, and you might never get another one like those guys because they don't come around very often, not just with how skilled they are, but you can just see, their competitive fire and their leadership. And, so I think obviously it starts with them, but, you know, the freshmen that can shoot the three and the guards up top, you know, play unselfish and play their role. They know what the coach wants to accomplish. And, you know, a lot of people talk about their inside-out presence offensively. What's impressed me, especially and particularly with their tournament wins, was their commitment to defense. I think that they really stepped it up defensively as the season got deeper.
Yeah, I think you're very astute in that sense from a distance, you know what I'm saying, because I saw them earlier in the year, and I do think you're right. They've improved a lot during the course of the year, but they would have needed to get to where they are at right now. Tell me about the improvement of your team. Obviously, you've taken steps from last year to this year, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think the biggest improvement on our team is just the commitment to defense. Mm-hmm. I know the people that have come to watch us play, the comment I get a lot of times is how we share the ball and what we do on offense and how we run the floor and all of those things. But I always tell my guys that, you know, the things that win basketball games are the things that most people don't notice, how they close out, how they play with their hands, how they get their feet in the right position, how they box out, all those little things. And, you know, that was a challenge for me as a coach to get this team that is so excited about offense to really believe that, winning basketball games is about defense. And, you know, I spent a lot of time with my team talking about, you know, my former teams, you know, back to my days in Norwell and my teams here that I've had, you know, I've had one team, it was my best scoring team that I've ever had, and they didn't accomplish much. They didn't go deep in the tournament and didn't win a league championship, and because that really doesn't win basketball games, especially not at this stage of the season. So the thing that I've been happy with the most is how we've progressed defensively.
No, and I think you're right, because at this point in the tournament, I mean, you've got to step out on the court and be playing defense, or games can get right away from you quickly, I would think.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And when you get to this point in the tournament, everybody has, you know, the Crowley and the Moreland and the Ben Rice and the Stevie Kelly. And, you know, we played Westwood in the semifinals, and, they just had so many weapons. McGowan, they have a shooter, James McGowan, who's only a junior. He's already scored 1,000 points, and he might be the best shooter I've ever seen. So when you get to this point of the year, if you can't do something with a James McGowan, you're not going to beat Westwood. And I think the kids, you know, got that message.
Bob, what year is this for you now at Whitman-Hanson?
This is my 20th season here at Whitman-Hanson.
And before that, you said you were at Norwell?
I was at Holbrook right before Whitman-Hanson for 5 years, and then I had a few years at Norwell as well.
Oh, wow, great. And hey, before I let you go, tell me about your assistant coaches. Let's get that word out there.
I have phenomenal assistant coaches. One of my assistants is Eric Nunez, who played for me. He was a member of our 2007 league championship team, and it's great to have players come back and play for you. Another assistant, another former player, was Luke Temelevich, who was the captain of our last team that went to the Garden. We went to the Garden 3 years ago, and Luke was the captain of that team. And Paul Carroll, who is a veteran coach, and if anybody's been following high school basketball, they know who he is. He was a longtime head coach, and he coached with me for about 15 years. He retired, in all his years as a head coach and all his years with me, we never made it to the Garden. The first year he leaves us in 2016, we go to the Boston Garden. And it kind of like broke my heart for him because, you know, it was like, well, obviously every coach wants to make it there. And then we ended up making it 2 years in a row, and he was still on the sidelines. And then this past year he asked if he could come back for this season. I think he knew it would be a good year, and I was really happy for him that he made it. Billy Drew is my JV coach, and Ken Casey is also a varsity assistant. So we have a really hardworking staff. Obviously everybody knows that it doesn't just happen with the head coach. You need assistant coaches that are going to put the time in.
Gotcha. Well, a little synergy with you and Coach Carroll, it sounds like, for sure there. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, Coach Rogers, thanks so much for your time. Congratulations to you and the team on the success so far, and we'll look forward to seeing you on Wednesday night.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bob Rogers, the head basketball coach and athletic director at Whitman-Hanson High School.